And welcome back to Stalin City's pod.
Sorry. Stalin City's. The city's what city?
Why don't I know the name of our podcast?
I mean, it's new.
Welcome back to Stalin City Diaries.
Brought to you by your favourite cousins, Prinnie Ray.
And Amber Lowe. Yes!
Ah! Oh, give me a high five.
Yeah. I hugged on the spot, but...
I literally activated my last two brain cells to be like,
I was looking at you and I was seeing I was looking your away. Mouth movements was going to go.
We did it, guys.
We did it.
Happy day.
Ole, ole. Sorry.
Oh, I'm just in such a fabulous mood. Sun's out. I just feel like I'm the main character. I'm on a yacht in my head, shaking my ass in a thong. Even though I'm on like a million Zoom calls, but like mentally I'm in the
mentally,
thong.
Mentally, I'm not there.
I love this weather.
It's just like I'm in good vibes 24/7.
Oh, wait. Sorry. Let me take my grill out before I start.
Oh my God, congratulations for finding it. You didn't tell me you lost it.
Because I was so sad.
Oh.
Guys, so obviously, if you watch our vlogs, if not, head over to YouTube, Prinnie and Amber. We do it all like
I mean, if you're not watching the vlogs, like what?
Yeah, like really, what's your problem? Anyway, sorry to be rude. Love you.
Love you.
So yeah, we got basically got grills, like a little heart cap, and it's really cute.
Rose gold.
Rose gold, to be exact. Where am I putting this? All right, let me just hold it in my hand for now.
Do you want to just put it in then... the cup?
No, I'll just hold it.
Oh, okay.
And then the other day, where I keep it with like all my jewellery, but in the little tub thing, little box thing. I'm walking past. The box is open.
Oh,
it
shit.
It ain't in there. And I was like, all right, think like a dumb bitch. You know when you lose something,
think like the dumb bitch
I was. And I was trying to think, okay, when was the last time I wore it? Okay, I wore it on a night out, but then I had it in all night, obviously got really drunk, but then I had my McDonald's. I ordered a McDonald's on my way. And I'm obviously in the cab and I'm like, oh, you know, I ate my McDonald's. And I was eating it. You've got to take it out. So I took it out. I was like,
fuck.
I hope I didn't leave it in the cab. So I was just getting really upset, like all the scenarios. I was like, well, that's it then. And then I found it. It was on the floor.
I can imagine because you get so like, oh my God, I've lost everything. And it's literally like right in front of you.
Yeah. No, it was literally right like on the floor, right where it was. I don't know how it like hopped out. Yeah. I think it's a bit of like a Toy Story situation.
Oh, like it just got up, opened.
Yeah,
was like,
it just opened and was like,
I'm fucking sick of it.
No. I think it jumped out like, I'm done with this shit. You don't even wear me. You keep me in the box. The fuck? So yeah, basically jumped out on the floor. But I was so happy because in my head I was like, I'm not being funny. Like, it wasn't so expensive. It was just like 100 pounds sterling. And it's like, you know.
Sterling. Great just British by pound the way.
And I was like, wow, it's like a lot. And now it's like, you know, we're twins and now I'm not the twin anymore. And this is so awkward. Like, and it's embarrassing. Like, I'm really an adult. Like, can't I just keep things? So that's what I didn't say. I was like, in my head, I was like, I'm going to find it. I manifested finding it and I found it.
Well, I mean, it was me like losing it the first day I wore it out when it dropped.
When we were at Hippodrome.
Yeah.
And it fell on the floor.
Because I was trying to push it in and it got stuck to my finger. So when I pulled my finger out, it came out and it was just like, bling. And I was like, and Becky was like, there's a grill on the floor.
No, I think
there's
it
a
fell
lost
out twice,
grill.
You know.
Yeah, I think
that
it
night.
Did.
That's really funny, but it's been good ever since, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm loving it. It's very Gucci gang, Gucci gang. It's
very Gucci gang. Oh my God, tell them about that tweet.
What tweet?
The ick one.
Oh, guys. No. Guys.
I was literally like just so
embarrassed.
So
basically, someone wrote a tweet and it was like, guys, fellas, what gives you the ick? Come on, this is a safe space. And then someone posted a picture of a girl with like a grill and was like, if I talk, I'm in trouble.
And bare people were replying.
And then bare people, and I was just like, okay, so I didn't get the memo, so it's not cool.
I don't mind. Listen, if I give you the ick, that is a you problem.
That's 100%
like, you're missing
out
on a lot of things right now if I give you the ick. That's very sad. Sorry,
I can't give anyone the ick. Like, do you know how fabulous I am? Like, I'm sick. I know this is so big headed, right? And probably a lot of people say this, but I genuinely know this from the bottom of my heart. Mm. But when someone meets me, I'm so spectacular that they will never, ever forget me.
Yeah.
Like, I leave such...
You're an experience.
I'm an experience. And I leave a mark on them.
Yeah.
Usually positive.
Quite right? Usually.
Quite usually. So it's like, I can't give you the wick.
The wick. That was a good like run.
Yeah, I can't give you the ick because I'm too sick.
Oof. bars.
Someone get me 16 freestyle. What's it called? 28. What's 16?
Behind bars. Behind bars. Cup TV or something.
Do you know what I mean? That was so big-headed, weren't it? That was proper vain.
No, but that's your personality.
Yeah, like, I know I'm sick.
And I think that's absolutely fine.
Right, yeah. Oh, my God. Should I tell them about the guy in Soho?
Oh, yeah, go on.
Oh, so obviously, guys, sat in bar, Italia, shock. Ah! And
if Amber's not in Soho, it's just a big question mark.
Yeah, like, it's why like, was where, she not there? Like, why was she not there?
Carry on.
And my friend just popped to the loo, so I'm just sat there, like, being the main character, sitting on my phone, sipping my drink, like, just doing me, like, looking cute. Some guy walks past. He's like, hi, sorry, can I give you my number? And I was like, excuse me? I was so confused. He's like, sorry, I'm in a rush. But he's like, you're so beautiful. And like, I would have regretted it if I didn't say hi. And I was like, Enna fucking G? Like, send it. Like, give it to me. So I gave the guy my phone, blah, 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 blah. And anyway, so like, he was all like, oh, are you Caribbean? This and that. I'm like, I'm not. Sorry, not every mixed race person is Caribbean. Get that stereotype out. It really frustrates me that people automatically think I'm Caribbean. Like,
sorry,
stop with that stereotype. Anyways, whatever. And he's all cool. He's like some doctor or something, saves numbers, doctor, whatever his name is. Anyways, he goes and I'm like, I can't believe that's just happened. Like now I'm on my own. I'm sat there like, what do I do? Like, that has literally just happened. I just got moved to, like, this is so cool. Okay.
Why are you reacting to it like that? This is so cool.
No, wait for it. Anyways, so I don't message him because I'm busy, I'm out. You just gave me your number. When I'm ready, I'm going to send you a message, like, the next day.
Yeah.
5:45 in the morning of, like, the following morning, I get a message. And let's say his name is James. And he's like, James, with the cool face. And in my head, I'm like, I fucking know.
Oh, so what did he do? He put the number in and rang himself.
He must have rang himself in that time. But he put the number in and then he sent me his name. So I responded, like, a day later, and I was just like, yeah, like, thanks, like, I know you saved your number in my phone, like, I know your name.
Oh dear, yeah. What did he say? Bless him.
Nah, this
oh bit, I don't know this part.
Yeah this bit spun me because I was like, are you okay?
I'm scared.
So I said, thanks for confirming what's already saved, Dr. James, because his name's James in this scenario. And he says, haha, was cool meeting you, Amber. Maybe one day we'll go for a coffee if you're lucky. Excuse me?
As if you moved to him.
If I'm lucky.
I think he's just trying to, you know what? Sometimes guys, they try and be cool, but he's overdoing it. He needs to just relax. He needs to relax.
Because you moved to me.
Yeah, he needs to come on a humble team.
On a humble team, because you're not even all that. You're not even all that.
Robert, you gave the phone though.
It's hot girl summer. I need options. No NSG. And I want to go date. I want to get wind and dark.
I want to go on a date. Oh my God, you know what I was thinking recently? I had a very boring weekend, by the way. All right, that's over. Anyway. I mean, literally, I was at home, like, just binge eating and watching TV. I need to stop.
You did adult things, though. Don't brush past that. I bought
floor tiles.
Yeah, you bought floor tiles.
Fun. For the last time, I swear.
Thank God.
And, yeah, no, so I was thinking about, like, when I wasn't mentally in a headspace to date, and how I would just ghost guys. You remember? I mean, we talked about it on this podcast. Just be like, just stop replying. And now I'm just like, it's hot girl summer. And like, I can't believe I ghosted them.
You have to rekindle relationship.
I can't. It's a bit awkward.
No, you just have to do you think? Bloop. Hey, big head.
Do you think? Is that not bad?
Yeah. And if they air, you'd be like, bye, and block them. Like, it's not that deep.
I'm just like, why was I that girl? Like, why was I so pressed, like, not trying to be out here?
I feel like end of 2019, we were very much in our... Okay, we're in our toxic bag now, but this is a different type of toxic bag. That toxic bag was, like, we were, like, block, delete, what you didn't answer, bye. Like, we was, like, there was no tomorrow.
It was, like, you're boring, bye.
Yeah, no, literally, like, if you didn't message me in, like, 2 minutes, like, I'm gone.
Yeah.
But now it's, like, take time with it.
Yeah, now it's like, you know what? Relax. Yeah, it's like, if you take 2 weeks, that's fine because I've got fillers. And when you come around, like, we'll see what's going on. Do you know what I mean? We're trying to have fun. Anyway,
yeah, I think you should rekindle those things.
I might. I was thinking about one, but he's so boring though.
Oh.
It was one of those, he was like, how was your daying me to death? Like, there's only so much.
I know who you're talking.
I don't know.
No, I'm confused.
The one when I lived in. Yeah, when we were supposed to go. Yeah, he was like, let's go for a coffee.
The walk.
And we go for a walk and we literally lived round the corner.
Yeah. Kendall, go on.
No, he lived round the corner.
Yeah, he's got no excuse now because the streets are actually open.
He's getting all like doing his due diligence, like doing his job. Like, stop. And then, did I tell you that I actually saw him?
Was he like hat on something?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. So then like a couple weeks after, I obviously just like aired him because it's like, I don't care how my day was today, so I don't care to tell you. Yeah. So like, bye. And I was doing my shop, you know, I was on the phone to my friend, had like, you know, hood on, like mask on, probably glasses, they got like Sasquatch.
Prinny running errands is a sight.
It's like, never like, fabulous.
Like, it's never that fabulous.
I'm the type to wear like flared
tracksuit.
Like flared tracksuit with like Crocs. Jesus sandals.
Yes.
And like a Bratz crop top.
And like a zipper thing, but it's only zips there and it's like bare fleecy.
And then I might just wear a bandana.
and hoods up. And it's mad. It's scary.
No, it's literally like what not to wear.
What not to wear. Like if you saw it, you'd be like, but you talk about fat.
No, literally every time I'm out, I'm like, boy, if you see me, like, don't talk about the pod. Anyway, so I was basically looking a sight and he walks into the co-op. And it's obviously co-ops, they're quite small, so it's small. But I was wearing a mask, so surely he wouldn't know it's me.
Yeah.
I kind of like looked at him and I was like, oh shit. And I just like ran away.
Krabs.
Yeah, Mr. Krabs ran away. And yeah, we just never really like heard from each other again. Maybe I might.
I think you should just rekindle it.
Yeah.
You literally have nothing to lose.
That is true. That
if he says no, okay. If he says yes, great.
Yeah.
You're still fabulous.
Oh, ever so.
You
ever
still
so.
Got it like.
There. I got it like there. I got it like there. All right.
Yeah, cool. So cool. That's the update.
You're actually so jarring. Anyway, you've been spilling the tea to me on all the fashion news.
Yeah, so like a lot is kind of going on because obviously recently we haven't had like much news though, you know, to
yeah,
talk about.
Yeah, it's been
like
really slow recently.
It's been really slow. Do you know what? I think everything's just opening back up and things are like, people are like trying to find their feet again.
Mm.
But now like, you know, things are moving. So, first up on fashion news.
I do not support that intro.
Okay, so.
All right, you guys let us know. I don't know, I just feel like that was so bizarre.
So bizarro. So I don't know if you got, obviously like Crocs have like all of a sudden come out of the woodwork again.
I do love Crocs.
Do you love a bit of Crocs? And everyone's banging Crocs now. And ever since Nicki Minaj bought her Crocs a few weeks ago, them hot Crocs have been
flying off the shelves.
I'm like, Crocs, you're gonna give her a partnership or something, something? Like, I know that she influenced a lot of people. Anyways, Crocs have both gone and done a collab with Balenciaga.
Scare me.
And it is a sight. It's like a Croc and then a heel. But the heel looks like...
It looks like extendable.
It's like a screw, almost. Like a plastic screw. Like, you know, like the kids' toys, the like screws you would get to like...
I just kept looking at it like, is this a joke? Like, surely this is not serious.
Yeah. It ain't right.
Like, who's wearing that?
And they have boots as
well.
I
don't mind the boots. I'm not mad at the boots.
Yeah, I wasn't mad at the boots.
The boots are giving me like Hunter 2.0.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because Hunters, they have like that kind of style. Like So yeah, I kind of like that.
Yeah, it's a bit mad, but do you know what?
Would you get it? The heel, Croc?
I wouldn't, but I 100% know people will.
To wear it to where?
Well, I know this one person, this girl that was like, can't wait to get these. I don't want to say who she is because like in the future she might want to like work with us, you know? But I'll show you.
Wait, who?
I'll show
you. Off the mic.
She bangs hers out as well.
She can't dress.
No,
so
she can't.
Of course she would.
Literally, she was like... And you know what? I believe it. God, they're so scary. And sorry, obviously...
No, don't finish me. Serious.
No, literally. And the thing with Crocs are, like, obviously the bigger the size, the more kind of chunkier they look. So, like, imagine me, my big toe dam, glucose, and, like... they're gonna look huge with the little heel. Like, that's so scary. And is it rubber?
Yeah, you know? No, yeah, the heel is, it's a rubber heel.
That ain't right.
I don't get it. I get it for maybe like fancy dress or for like a moment, but like in the reality of real life,
yeah,
it's the scariest thing I've seen. I'd rather them bring back Kitten Heels. Like serious, not like new age Kitten Heels, no. Like real Kitten Heels.
Someone commented under there, I would wear a Kitten Heel, but these seem too much.
No, like yeah, these I would out prefer this world.
Like give me a Theresa May Kitten Heel these over these.
They're out of this world. I would rather wear, what's out of fashion that needs to stay out of fashion?
Toms? No.
Do you remember Toms? You know what? Do you remember looking back? Yeah.
Why was guys Tom such a
guys
thing?
Wearing Toms
with
was so
chinos and their shirt unbuttoned and it's like rolled up and they're like yeah I'm just in Chelsea I'm going to get like,
no,
a frappy latte.
It's the guys that had the wide foot wearing Toms like
and it's
don't
spreading
make me
over.
Sick like it's like a squished donut. Get your
don't
foot.
Talk to me.
Get your foot out of the Tom. The Tom is screaming. It's not for you because it's actually not for people with wide
no,
feet.
No, it's a very thin. Small and
it's like
also,
dainty.
And you know the people whose feet go to the side when they walk, the side, oh. And it's now the material's bare, touching the floor and it's ripped.
Nah.
So when you're walking, the heel.
It's sort of like, nah.
It ain't right.
And I know it was for charity, bless them. Like,
but now I'm like, but where's the proof in the pudding?
No.
Whatever.
We need the receipts. We need the receipts. Oh my God, Tom's. I remember I bought my first, well, my one and only pair, and I bought them because. Oh, this is so embarrassing. I was going on a date. Typical. And
something just never changed.
No, ever.
You're so consistent with that.
And it was like, no, I don't even know. No, I think I was dating a guy and it was like, I was already out, but then it was like, let's meet or something along those lines. And it's like,
shoes.
My shoes just weren't like, I didn't feel like I was putting my best foot forward with what I was.
So she bought Toms.
Because it was hot.
And at the time as
and
well.
And I didn't have a pedi.
What colour
so
were
was
they?
Either, they were either black or they were the dark, the navy ones. It was
okay,
definitely a
right,
dark colour. But it was one of those moments where it's like, the weather is screaming for toes out.
Mm.
And I can't do my toes out. And the shoe I'm wearing is not really appropriate. And I think you're really cool. I really like you. And I just don't want you to judge me for what I'm wearing. So I spent my pocket money on Toms. They weren't cheap.
No, they weren't as well. They were literally like 40 quid.
Why do I always panic for dates?
You always go through like some mad panic session. I'm just like, calm down.
I just get really, really stressed
now.
No,
you do. Yeah. So Crocs, Balenciaga.
Out of here.
I don't
no.
Fuck with that.
No, I don't fuck with that.
I don't. Sorry, one other thing I want to say. You know those, it wasn't Machina. It was your item of the week, them heels.
Oh, the Tom Fords.
Yeah.
Oh, what's it, Simi? Is it Simi?
Oh, did you see, or was it Ego Fisher? One
Ego,
of them?
Yeah. They try to bite them. It's terrible.
It's just.
I get it.
If anyone was going to bite them, it's Naked Wolf. Because the Naked
oh,
Wolf
yeah,
one looks so
closer,
much better,
yeah,
looks
true,
closer.
True.
And these, well, the Ego ones look like a bootleg of the Naked Wolf ones, not actually off.
Do you think? The discos?
Yeah. I don't know. It's
I
a
don't
bit...
know. I think, apart, because I think I saw sort of like a girl obviously tweeted it, like, oh, guys, like, cha-da-da. And I think I retweeted, like, here we go again. And I was like, oh, maybe I'm being too harsh. Because obviously, like, I can't even afford the Tom Fords, right? So,
yeah.
No, and I'm not saying that like, I should be. But do you know what I mean? Like, the average person can't afford them. And if you like the style, the only way to get it is to get a knockoff Nige. Got it. But it's just so annoying
to see.
But
the knockoffs aren't knocking like how they used to back in the day. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're really slacking with the knockoffs. I don't know. That's just my humble opinion. Anyways, it's a mad thing.
All right.
Baby girl Mabel.
Yeah.
Is like an ambassador. Sorry, I feel like I've got a cough coming on. Sorry.
You're right, darling.
One side of my throat just went really dry, but the other side is like, where?
That's so strange.
Anyways, Mabel's like the ambassador slash kind of face of Levi jeans, and she looks cute.
Mm-hmm. Why laughing?
No, she looks cute and I just feel like this is such a look for her.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me.
I ain't gonna talk too much because, like, you know, we're not trying to get cancelled. I think you sent me the video. I saw her talking and stuff. I don't know. You know what? I'm just going to say it because this is the Honest Podcast. I really just want to talk to Mabel's stylist. I just really... It really just stresses me out every time.
I was actually looking through her pictures, and obviously she tags her stylist, and like that isn't who we think it is that styled her for this.
Oh, really?
And this person is also another person.
So they're all different styles.
Yeah.
I think she needs someone, one person that's gonna understand who she's trying to be and get it right.
Yeah, because like that's cute. Do you know? And I think this is when she.
I would recommend
herself.
Jamie. Call up Jamie Jarvis.
Yes.
She's gonna do it for you. Like I just
Oh, this Daily Paper outfit looks cutie though. The thing about Daily Paper on the website is a bit like I Am Gia. Like they look a bit scary. Like the items, I'm like, why are the legs so flared? Like why did the cut look
and then
like
when the person
that?
Wears
then when
it looks
actually
better.
Worn, it's like, oh.
You see, I don't have online vision.
No, neither do I. So I just won't get it.
Yeah, I need to go in the store. I need to assess the material, potentially try on, so I get the vibe.
Yeah.
When I look online, I'm just like, that looks a bit weird, or that looks a bit granny-ish. That looks a bit. And then you see someone wear it, you're like, wow.
Yeah,
it's kind of good.
Yeah, I just scary.
Yeah, sorry. I just had to be honest because I was like, I was sneaked this in, and I don't like that. I don't like that.
Oh, like that's scary. Anyways. No. So yeah, that's what she's doing bits for Levi. But Levi's have actually got quite a few people
collabs.
Doing bits.
Yeah. And they did the collab with Miu Miu and they're really
recently.
Trying to. But Levi's were all I don't even feel like they need to do too much to be relevant. Like it's
Levi's
just good
will
jeans.
Always be relevant.
It's good jeans.
Yeah.
It's just that sometimes it's just not in my budget, but good jeans.
Do you know where you need to get your Levi jeans from?
Where?
Bicester Village.
Oh, yeah. I've never actually been to Bicester. How bizarre.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I've never been.
Oh, we need to do a key. Oh, none of us are
screwing. We don't drive.
Do you know what? Today, I was thinking, I was on the bus, and I was like, wow, like, I feel so humbled because, like, this is, like, I'm sitting in the traffic on the way here, like, being a little bus wanker, and I'm just like, this is so new to me because we were always driving here
for
the first, like, months of doing pod, and it's like, this new year has just really spun me. Especially when it was winter, I'm just like, this is the ghetto.
I think it is, yeah.
I took driving for granted.
Yeah, it's a luxury.
It's such
having
a luxury.
Car is a luxury. I don't know, like I don't mind it as much because I'm not commuting. So it's not like I have to do it all week and then on the weekends. It's only here and there, like podcasts.
Yeah, yeah.
And then occasionally when I'm going out more time, you'll get in the tube anyway. It's not really like
we're
a bus
ticket. Ranking.
Yeah, I mean, you got it. No drinking and driving.
No.
But yeah, no, I get what you mean. Like, sometimes I'm just like, wow, I'm like too fabulous to be here.
No, literally.
Sounds so arrogant.
It does, but it's not even about arrogance.
It's like, I wouldn't even snap on the bus because it's not my brand.
No.
I did like a selfie thing and I was like, it's not going anywhere. I don't want people to know I got the bus.
No, literally, and I'm there sat in the front as well.
Are you sitting in the front?
I'm such a granny.
You're such a boff.
What's
get
that?
Upstairs, a boffin. Like a nerd. You're a nerd. You're an NERD.
I love
what you're on the front. What, the bit behind the driver?
No, right at the front.
Oh, at the top.
At the top.
Like it's a roller coaster.
Yeah,
like little
to
baby.
See. I've always sat at the front.
No, I'm mid back, so I'm not back.
But you're like four.
I'm
like
three
five,
quarters.
Yeah. That's back. Where I sit with like bae, so we can do a young like.
What bae?
Like if I have one, and I'm hoping.
Mate,
you
if you had a bae
ranges.
And you were on the bus, I would be very concerned. Where's his car?
So this is my issue, right?
I ain't trying to get on a bus with no man.
Because my current options...
You need to get an Uber.
They don't drive.
No, they
no,
need
no
to
we
get
do
Uber.
Get
Ubers. That's
but
very
it's like,
ratchet.
None of them drive. And I'm just like, why do I keep attracting guys that like just don't have cars?
It's age. I wouldn't even put it to age, actually.
It's not age. It's just
have
like,
you asked them, like, why don't you drive?
I don't even want to think about it. It's stressing me out.
Why?
Like, I'm a princess and like, it should be like, beep, beep, I'm outside.
Yeah.
And now it's beep, beep, what's your postcode? Because I'm sending you an Uber. Like, okay, yeah, cool.
No, like, I mean, in fact, if you're going to pay for that, it's probably better I don't have to chat to you.
Yeah.
Sorry, that only for sneaky links, though. It's like,
yeah, only for
chat.
Sneaky links. So, yeah, you're going to come get me up and get all the right hand through the left hand is gripping your thighs.
No, oh my, no, we have, you, guys, we are super toxic, right?
No, it's
scary.
And we're trying to tame it on pod.
No, yeah, we're not trying to like free up. The other day we were on FaceTime and we were just like, I was like, why are the sneaky links just so emotional? Like, shut up. Like, why do you want me? Shut up.
Like, don't ask me how my day is, because I don't care. Because I'm not going to ask you back. Like, I'm actually just not. Like, I don't care what you did today. I don't. I don't.
No, I really don't.
I have
don't.
Zero interest. You trying to put...
But then the other day we had... Well, I had a strategy, which I gave Amber, which was a good strategy. It's just like...
Oh, yeah, it was.
We should just ask them, like, from time to time, like, how are you?
Just to keep that relationship nice and going.
Yeah.
So when we need something, it's not, like, mad out of the blue. It's like, oh, she has been talking to me. But I don't want to do that. I just want to be like, hi. And then that's it, you know? Why do I have to be like, hi, oh, yeah, long time. Spuddings.
But it's really it's an out of body experience, because it's like, wow, so this is what guys were doing to me.
This is what guys were
when
doing.
They don't ask me how my day is.
No, literally,
because they don't actually want to be with me.
No, but I get it. I get why this is the most fun I've had in so long. I get it. Why would you want to be held down by one person? They're like here, there, and everywhere. Of course it's fun. They can't keep up with who they're saying how's your day to. They got too many options.
Fucking hell.
I love it.
What a 360 world.
No, yeah, if you guys have been listening from like the very start.
Oh my God, when I used to cry and stuff.
When you used to cry on the pod and we used to be like, God, we're going to be lonely forever. Like,
did we really say, I don't think we
okay, not
far.
Maybe on the pod, but it's like we just be so sad. Like, yeah, like, you know.
Mate, I'm sweating in between my legs. What is this weather?
It's really hot. And you're wearing satin. I feel like satin makes it more sweaty. But
yeah, I need powder. Need some powder.
Like some talcum powder.
Some talcum powder. Anyway, as per, we just went on a tangent.
Mad tangent.
Back to the news. So, Yawande, well, speaking of Love Island is back soon.
Oi, oi.
Oi, oi, can I pull you for a chat?
Wait, hang on, wait. All right. The Euro 2020 start on Friday. Love Island is starting. The weather's peng.
Get me in the pub.
No, everyone's in London because no one can fly away, so it's busy.
Do you reckon they're going to do the like what they did
big
the World
screens.
Cup, the big screens? Can we
yeah,
look?
Well, I know that they do it in Box Park is going to be doing the sorry, you know, Kentish Town is getting like a Box Park thing.
Go by the crossroad thing around there.
I don't know where it is, but it's huge. It's going to hold 950 people. They're going to do like bottomless brunches and things like that. 24th of June. Like literally.
What, 20? This?
Did like literally next week.
Are you crazy? This year?
This right, month. Like literally in 2 weeks.
What a blood clot.
Super car table.
Yes.
Bumper clot.
You ain't got to ask me twice.
Yeah.
Wow, in my head sick. I was bare thinking like, wow, what kind of, where are they going to build it?
No, it's local because like we're always trekking like Shoreditch.
Yeah.
Okay, we don't really go anywhere else. Like Hackney, but it's like.
We don't go to
we
Hackney.
We don't ever go
it's
Hackney.
Like Soho, Shoreditch.
Yeah, that's calm. It. But it's like Kentish Town is there.
Yeah, that's calm. And it's just a new vibe. I'm done with Box Park because it's full of kids. They're just not my aesthetic.
No, literally. Sorry.
Right, sorry. Back
sorry,
to
yeah.
News.
So, we've got Love Island.
Love
Island
starting soon.
Life is good.
And that's fabulous. You know, we're excited for the vibes. Yeah. So, Yawande is going to be on the cover of Cosmopolitan magazine.
I love that for
she
her.
So, it's the July-August edition. She teased it on her IG. It's really giving melanin, black girl magic. You got the yellow backdrop. You got the outfit that's just matching. It's mwah. And
it's
I guess she's kind of going into detail about life after Love Island. And I'm sure she's going to touch on, you know, her social media issues, the kind of like bullying and things to that effect. And I guess what she's doing now in terms of like fashion and etc.
Mate.
That's a big
she
deal.
Looks, do you know who she looks like?
What?
A young Brandy.
Yeah, she does at times.
She looks
actually.
Like Moesha.
She does at times. I love that hair. Let me see.
She looks stunning.
I love it.
Like, it's just...
It's giving.
It's, like, cultural. Do you know what I mean? And it's not, like...
It's giving very 70s. Hippie.
Yeah.
Is that 70s?
When
that
were hippie? The hippies? When was, like, Woodstock?
I didn't do history. Woodstock, anyone? When
Woodstock?
I think it's 70s.
Woodstock?
It wouldn't be 80s. 70s. Yeah. Guys,
70s.
That's Teddy. Say hi to Teddy.
Live in the 60s.
We finally have someone to help fact check our nonsense.
No, no, literally, because we're always scrambling for information.
We're like, it might be this, it might not be that. Catch us next week and we'll let you know.
And then we never say it?
No. Do you know how many times I sometimes think, like, wow, we really just chat.
We lead
shit.
People on and then we just never actually give them the full information.
Oh, I did remember. Remember last week we were talking about the bikinis, micro bikini.
Bitch, I remembered it too.
I was like, why are we struggling?
Why was we? I was like, nano, smallo, miniature. No, it's just micro. It's just micro. Anyways,
like.
So yeah, look, I love it. Look, she's got black makeup artist, black hairdresser. None of this, like, what Amber Rose Gill went through and had, like, the white people tonguing the bits of hair that wouldn't curl and then it just snapped off.
Oh, is that for Miss Pat?
No, not for Miss Pap, just like when she generally. Came out of Love Island, generally, like when she was doing everything, like it was just wild. Ratchet, don't catch it. I'm really happy for her, for Yuande, and I'm glad that she's still like relevant.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I get it.
She didn't
get
like, pushed into like this, the background, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think she's definitely more relevant than some of the other, like who?
Like Anna?
Yeah, like who are them girls? What's the one that wasn't really washing her hair, brushing her hair? Beach babe.
Oh, the one that was rude about Yuande calling her bully, Lucy.
Yeah, like all those people, like anybody got time for those.
So irrelevant.
I mean, she's more relevant than Anna. Oh yeah, Anna, her friend. Yeah.
Yeah, Anna's her friend. Yeah, do you know what? All that crew is just like, where are they now?
Yeah.
Other than Dubai.
Where are you now?
I wonder what her interview's gonna be about.
I'm looking forward. I might actually purchase.
Yeah, I may purchase as well.
Might purchase a physical copy. Oh my god, I remember when I was going through this phase of buying Vogue magazines.
I was gonna just say I wanna subscribe to Vogue, but
it's better to subscribe and just get it sent to your house.
Yeah, because of work, we use a thing where we can just read them for free, but I'm like, actually do you want the physical copy?
It's really nice, but you know what? Bloody hell, it's a lot to get through.
There's so much.
There are so many pages. And I like to feel like I want to read all the interviews and the articles and stuff, but I'm like, and I flick through like it's Argos magazine, a bit tired. I just want to look at the pictures.
And they have so many ads as well.
Yeah, it's way too many ads.
Like before the magazine actually starts, I feel like there's like 15 to like 20 pages of just ads.
Yeah, yeah.
It's absolutely wild. But I'm sad, because we said this before, but I feel like print is dying out.
It actually is. Should we keep it alive with our subscriptions?
Should we just subscribe to more?
Not them all. It's a waste of paper, because then you've got to save the planet, you know?
Yeah, recycle, reuse.
No, I'll just keep them. I'll just keep them like a library.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah. And then Baby Ray can read them.
Cute little like Prinny Amber studio. Yeah. We can like put them up, you know?
In the future, they'll be like, oh my God, I wonder what the girls were giving in July 2021.
Oh my God, like, what was the year is that going to be? In like 2020? In like 2040 or something. Our kids are going to think we're so old because we're born in like 19.
Oh my God, yeah, it's going to be like we're born in the wartime.
Yeah, no, literally, it's going to be like, oh God, 1804, fucking hell.
Oh my God, I saw this TikTok. this lady, she's so funny with her son.
Oh, no, okay,
and
yeah.
She's like, I don't know where his name is, Alfie or something. Is that Alfie? Like, what do you think you're going to be like when you're 40? And he's like, oh, I'm going to have a hunchback, I'm going to have a walking stick. And she's like, I'm 40. Like, I won't be able to see.
Yeah, but when you're young, you think like 20 is old.
So old, yeah. And then you get to 20 and it's like, I don't even know what's going on in this world.
Actually, baby girl. You get to our age and we're still like, what's going on?
Mate, at my age, I sometimes like forget how I get home. No, that ain't right.
No, I know. You don't know your address.
She's living in North West London.
Yeah, and I'm like, what's the point? I don't know. You've literally been living there for like
note
how
to years? Self just find my ideas in my bag and then you can get my address.
God,
note to
smart.
Self
okay
for the future reference, the future when ref. I'm like a castaway then yeah
we are castaways. Ahoy there.
Oh, I love being a castaway. It's such part of my brand.
I saw a TikTok and it was like, when this pauses or like whatever number comes up is like the age of like your boyfriend or something.
Oh, God.
And basically this girl got 1995 and she was looking at it like, God, that's so old. And then she was like, oh my God, that's the year I was born. And I was just like, yeah, fucking hell.
Yeah, it
old.
Sounds mad. Yeah.
Sounds so mad. Our kids are going to be born in like 2045. Like, what even is that?
2045?
That's what, in like 20 years. Okay. Oh, wait, no. Oh, God, right? No. Like 2030 odds.
Yeah, or like late 2020.
Oh, yeah.
It's only 2021, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to have a geriatric pregnancy.
No, literally. I'm happy. I'll be still in Bar Italia, like, all right.
No, but, like, quite frankly, old why woman. Not?
I love it there.
Life is to be lived. And I'm here
life
for that.
Life is to living.
My bender starts, well, I might as well start off today.
Our benders always start off on a Tuesday because we always have
that
a drink.
That's very true.
And then we're like, should we go out? And, yeah. then that's it. It's downhill from there.
Pretty much, yeah. I have like lukewarm plans for Wednesday. Thursday, we're out. Friday, we'll make it lukewarm. We'll make it happen. Saturday, mad. Sunday, I might rest on Sunday. I think I might deserve a bit of a break.
Not going to lie, I went out on Sunday and it was honestly one of the best nights of my life. And I just thought, God, who goes out on a Sunday and gets hammered like that? But it was fun.
Sundays, I like Sundays.
I like a Sunday.
But I like Sunday.
Not
like,
every Sunday.
I like Sunday events, like day parties.
Oh, yeah,
because
yeah.
it's very, like, it's structured. Fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I go out this time.
1 till 5.
Yeah. And then I'm drunk and I'm home. Whereas you, like, roam the streets, which is equally as fun.
Why do you make me sound like
I know. I didn't mean to say it like that, but do you know what
no,
I mean?
No, naturally I do, because I never have any plans. I'm just like, we'll go Bar Italia up, we'll take it from there.
It's the best way to be. But Soho, you said Soho was popping. I knew a few people that were there.
Yeah, like, loads vibing. Of people on my thingy was on my stories in Soho.
I bet they just listen to podcasts. They're just following us.
Everyone's following us.
We set trends.
We don't follow them.
Period.
Undone. Are we? Sorry.
Is everything all right there, Miss
yeah,
Savage?
Yeah, yeah. I just had a bit of a... I have to tell you this story
oh,
after. No,
oh, no, say it now.
No, it's not a Podworthy story.
Oh, is it not?
I'll be baiting myself out. Sorry, guys. Wait a couple of months. I'll probably be able to tell you then. You know how we have to let things marinate first.
I know the story already, no?
No.
Oh, wow.
It's just like an addition to like the many stories
wow,
I tell you.
Wow, keeping secrets from me, are
No, it's just because it wasn't important, but I just remembered it when you said savage.
Okay.
Because I am.
You are a bit of a savage, to be fair. You're a savage.
Classy. Bougie.
Razzy. Razzy.
Razzy. So, there's been many a talk on this app called Twitter about the way dresses are being created. And then I saw another tweet, or you saw another tweet actually, you sent it to me. Why are you laughing?
You sound like a fucking news reporter.
No, because I'm reporting the news. We're still on fashion news.
There's been many a chat on this app called Twitter.
There has been many a chat.
You know, like people are just... No, carry on.
And basically people are like, the way they create like the breast bit for like the dresses and stuff, it's like for people plastic surgery, or they're just so small, like do they expect anyone to fit into it? And I just think, as obviously I'm not part of Big Titty Committee, I can't relate, but I can imagine how frustrating it is.
Yeah, because when you think about... Wait, okay, let me process this thought. I think it's because the fashion industry are a bit like, what's the word? Not sexist, but like body version.
Oh, sexual.
No, you know, like sexist is like for gender. What's the body version of that?
Body dysmorphia.
Oh my god! like fat shaming.
Oh, like, okay. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah. I see
they're
what
they're a
you
bit
mean.
Like they cater to like the smaller people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So in their heads, they're probably thinking, oh, like if someone has big boobs, it's because they're big. So if we make a size 16 dress, obviously the bust is going to be bigger.
Yeah.
But they forget that you can have a size 6, size 8
with
that's
like
actually with
wham
big tits. But they just don't like
factor that in.
They don't
in.
Factor that in. So it works for us. We've got little small tartars that just fit into everything.
Yeah.
But if you think about all the clothes I have, that's like my size.
Yeah. Someone
with
big boobs
wouldn't be able to wear any of them
at all.
That's wow. Really, just had a revelation. It's really bad.
Oh god, that's so sad. But and then underneath that tweet, there's this brand that's been mentioned. And the thing, I think I've actually mentioned...
I mentioned it. I know her.
Did you?
I
yeah.
I went to uni with her.
But my only... Is that for all sizes? Or because
yeah.
even then, like, even, like, the models are quite... Not plus size, but you don't really see, like, a petite model with the big boobs wearing that either. So it fits your point of, like, they assume that if people have got big boobs and...
I think it, from my understanding, it is inclusive. So
it
I think
is.
It would go from, like, the smaller sizes.
Erudite.
But, yeah, no, it's a sad state of affairs.
It is. Sorry for the big titty girl them.
No, it's hard. It's hard to talk on it because it's like I can't. Yeah, I can't relate. So no. I don't want to like speak on a community or an issue that is not. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like I don't know if it's my place to say anything.
It was because House of CB got called out for it.
Yeah, yeah. That was it. The tweet was,
I swear House of CB actively hates breasts. Literally every single dress is the tiniest cups. Even my C-cup friends sometimes has issues with their corset dresses.
Mm.
And you can tell as well. And also...
Even O'Polly as well.
And O'Polly. And do you know what? I don't like the deception.
What do you mean?
Because all the models' boobs, like the cleavage, is just like 10 out of 10 stunning.
You think?
So I expect that like it's going to be tight and like... Give me a
oh,
hoist.
No,
and then when I do,
stuff,
I'm like,
yeah.
So where's my tits?
They do all the little clips in the back.
Yeah,
and
everything.
It, tip tape and make it
it's
look great.
It's not supportive at all.
No, a lot of them are not even, well, really going in on brands, but even like Bow and Tee, remember we did the haul?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The haul. And when I wear the bra crop top thing, when I'm doing Chloe Ting, I have to actually hold my boobs because
oh,
it's
yeah,
like they're
it's
bouncing.
Not actually
there's no support. It's just like all style and vibes.
It's actually all style.
Like
this
no
is
support.
Not gym wear to wear to the
no.
gym. This is gym wear to do your errands.
No, yes.
It's just cute lounge wear.
It's cute lounge wear that's like, make it active.
Yeah, because we bought our friend one of the set that I have in hot pink.
Okay.
And she's got really big boobs.
Oh.
And obviously it's really low cut, but she's tiny. I think we bought her like maybe like, a small or no, I think we bought her medium because she has big boobs.
Yeah.
But even then, like she's still a petite person.
Oh dear.
And she was like, "Girls, I don't think I can wear this to the gym. Aww. Like this is defo just like a vibes
because
in the house because her boobs are literally like in her mouth. Like not her fault, obviously, but it's so like low cut. It's crazy.
That is really funny.
Yeah.
But I mean, that being said. Just buy your gym wear from the likes of Nike, Adidas,
yeah,
Puma.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Someone, this journalist, actually was saying that Speedo do really good swimwear for Big Titty Gang.
I can imagine.
That hold you, and but it's not underwired, so it doesn't actually dig into you, but it's really supportive,
but
so you can swim,
though?
And it's not like slapping you in your face.
Yeah, but I bet it's practical, but it might not be like
yeah,
stylish.
I guess if you're like a swimmer, like you're going to do
right.
lanes.
Michaela Phelps. He's like the US swimmer, like the gold medalist guy.
Okay.
You know, I actually hate you. No, I want to say, I need to settle this on the podcast.
What have I done now?
Right, a few podcasts ago, maybe a couple of weeks, I was here.
Oh, shut
talking.
Up.
And obviously,
oh
you know, I bring
God.
Up the names of people and Amber's
sake.
Always like, who's that? And then I go through this explaining thing and she's like, I don't know, but lol. So I was talking about Damson Idris, you know, love of my life. You know, he's just, we're together. He just doesn't really reply to my tweets and stuff, but that's fine. Like, we're just in a relationship in my head, fine. Sit here talking about, she's like, who's that? I'm like, damn, are you kidding me? You
I
don't
know
Damson Idris,
is.
Shut up. Sitting here, she doesn't know. I'm at home, you know, it's hot as hell. I'm just resting, just been on TikTok for a couple of hours. Let me see what's going on Instagram. On this girl's story, she's reposted a video of Damson Idris, you know, living his best life on the reels. And she put, love of my life. I was like, you literally do not know who this is.
No,
you did not know who he was.
He's in
Move.
Snowball.
What's the show? Say that again. Snowball. Yeah, get out of my face. Case closed. I was like, do I need to pull up the receipts? I'm going to run the tape.
He's in, does it snow down? Snowball.
Just shut up, man.
Snow money.
Anyway, yeah, that was just my little, I need to get that off my chest.
Okay, fine. Look, I find your husband Peng. Will sue me.
I will. I'll send you the bill. I get Rupert to send you the bill.
Invoice it to Mark.
Oh,
my dad.
But yeah, no, sorry, to round up. Yeah, Big Titty Babes, we love you.
Yeah, we're here. We're in support of you.
Can
lot.
You just say the name of the brand? Sorry.
Yeah, I can. For the Big Titty Galdem Glucose, the brand is Taido. I'm assuming that's how it's...
I think that's how you... Yeah, T-A-I-D...
E-U-X...
Perfect.
Like Ambelo, Taido.
Taido.
Stunning.
Yeah, go check it out. They do clothing
really cute
for
corsets, dresses.
People with bigger boobs. It's very supportive, but not exposing too much and whatnot.
And it's still on trend, even
yes.
though we don't advocate fully following trends. If you are a trend follower, which is fine, yeah, they follow the trends.
Love to see.
We do love to see it.
Love to see. All love right, guys. See. So we've come to that part of the episode where we give you item of the week.
Yeah.
So for anyone who's new here, item of the week is where we come and we pick an item that we've been kind of looking at, we've been loving, it's on our wish list, and we share it with you guys. And if you want to have a look, you want to see the links, head over to stylingcitydiaries.com where they will be.
Yes, yes, yes.
Fabulous. All right, I'm going to go first.
Shock.
I didn't go first last week, did I? You always go first and you're always like, one second.
Yeah, no, I did actually want you to go first. Anyway.
Right, so mine is from this little cute brand. I can never pronounce anything, so bear with me. I think it's called... Shock.
Castaway.
Literally Castaway. I think it's called Ruhi. Rohi. R-O-U-H-I.
R-O-U-H.
Ruhi.
Ruhi.
Ruhi. Very cute. Very cute little undiscovered brand. And the dress is really giving like summer vibes, beach vibes. You can also just wear it as a dress in the city. It's kind of like halter neck, but it's got slits on the side. So it's like kind of tied at the back.
Okay, got you.
And it's that kind of crochet-y type material.
Nice. I love a bit of
horizontal stripe, different colors. You've got shades of purple, shades of cream, bit of pinks in there, bit of green.
Oh, it's I love her.
The dress is called Kiowa Dress, K-I-O-W-A. And it's £107.
Breaking the bank.
I mean, to be fair, like these independent brands, that's pretty much the price point. Yeah. You're going to spend about £100
and it's,
on the item.
It's usually slow fashion as well.
Yeah.
You know?
And they spend a lot of time on the collections.
Yeah, they're like in the making for years and years.
Yeah.
Love it. Stunning.
So that's my item of the week.
My item of the week is by influencer Bethan J. Roberts. She just released her own clothing line, which I'm absolutely obsessed with. You guys may have seen it on like a few of your favorite followers and yada, yada, yada. So I like this cream lace top with the bottom. So they're sold separately, but it's given me, I'm on an evening beach and I'm like walking with the love of my life, you know?
That's nice.
I'm walking with the love of my life and the trousers are long and they're like dragging the sand and I'm like, so porn star martini drunk. My hair's like slick to the back and I'm just like golden, you know? That's the vibe. So it's like a halter neck. How do you describe this material? It's a sheer, I don't know. How do you describe that?
Shine my eyes. Oh, it's like, it's lacy.
It's lacy, yeah. It's like lace and it's like cut out and it's like kind of sheer, kind of not.
Yeah,
it's and it's like halter neck and then you've got the bottoms. I don't know. I love it.
Yeah, it's basically lace, yeah.
Obviously, you guys can go and see a picture of this from our website,
stylingcitydiaries.com.
I am. And yeah, so it's £100 for the top alone.
God damn.
Yeah, and then the bottoms are, I think, another like 100, which is makes sense.
But this is why you just need a man in your life to be like, here you go, baby.
Do you know what I mean?
Buy some outfits.
But no, my man can't even drive.
Baby steps.
Yeah, the bottoms are £150.
Fair.
That's paying. The sleeves are sold separately as well. That's like an extra thing.
You know what? Having a clothing brand is really where it's at.
I'm like, do we?
Like one person just going to spend £200.
Yeah, literally. Like money like back. That.
Like that.
Mad. Guys, it's been fucking fabulous.
It's been absolutely fabulous.
I hope you guys are enjoying our like really in-depth like updates. Like you guys are really getting to know the TEA.
Yeah, we're really like no filtered out these days.
No, I actually just don't care. I was bare like on job when we first started podcast. Oh god, I can't find out if I'm sitting. I don't care. See me.
Send the invoice. Fab. All right, guys. Until next time.
Have a fabulous week. Wait, SPF.
Yes.
If you're in Soho, shout us.
Oh my god, literally, shout us.
We'll be there.